Hey, Katie.
How you doing today?
It's just been very busy. So when you're trying to get every little thing done, I'm also off Thursday and Friday.
Oh, nice.
So it's like extra trying to like pack shit in to make sure I'm set for the week. Cause like there's nothing worse than taking days off and then coming back on a Monday and being like, why the fuck did I take off?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just trying to do like 1,700 different things.
Are you doing anything?
So Thursday, I'm doing I had to take one call because I fucked up and offered time on my day off. So I was like, I'm not going to be an asshole and be like, can we reschedule this? I was like, this is actually, I'd rather just bang this out than not.
Yeah.
I am taking myself on a trail run through Homedale nice. Park. I'm going by, I'm not telling you people the time because I am a little bit of a scaredy cat. I don't know if Tom will join me, but I already told you location. Like, I'm a fucking asshole.
One of your biggest fans is just going to be waiting in the parking lot for you.
Could you imagine? I'll have a knife on me, so try to fuck with me. I'm kidding. Not really, though.
She really will have a knife, though.
I really will have a knife on me. I have, not to, like, sidetrack, but if anybody does do hot girl walks by themselves or runs, and they do wear headphones. I only do one headphone for the sheer fact that I need to hear my surroundings. Doesn't mean you still can't see what people are around you. But there is a really great brand out there that's affordable. Because so many things out there to hold when you're running or like have on you for protection. Like I'm talking kind of like not like a knife, but a knife-esque vibe that's plasticky. Obviously can do damage. Stun guns, like things of that nature. Everything's like over like $300.
Yeah.
Which... not everyone has $300+ to spend, but no. It's like Go Gadget or I'll have to think of the name or look on Instagram while you're talking, but I'm talking like $30 to $40, maybe $50 at max.
Yeah.
And like, it's a dual edged thing. So like you could have a stun gun on one side and then like the plastic knife on the other and like they have alerts in them. So I'm like, this is actually like a really cool gadget. So a PSA out there, but so I'm going to go on a trail run because I'm now deciding that I think I want to give that a go. And I plan on like literally fucking vegging out for 10 seconds.
Yeah, as you should. I'm like laughing about like the one headphone in knife, taser, stun gun situation. Because when we like started running in our 20s, I was waking up at like 5 a.m. going on runs in the dark. I was coming home from work at like 6 going on runs in the dark. Both headphones in, not a care in the fucking world.
Did you see my post on my running page?
Yeah.
I literally would, same thing. I would get home at 8 o'clock from Jersey, or 8:30 from Jersey City, and I would literally tell my parents, hey guys, I'm going to run through these towns.
Mm-hmm.
I should be back within the next like 2.5 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, two headphones in, pitch black, nothing to blink or alert people to like, hey, there's a girl.
No. I was in black clothing in the middle. Yeah. And it was like winter when we like did our first half marathon. So it was like dark at like 5 p.m. So every time I ran, whether it was morning or night, it was dark.
Yes.
And I didn't care.
Same. I had not a care in the world.
And I used to run like in the middle of the road too, because Fairfield has like something against sidewalks. Like there's hardly any sidewalks in my hometown. And when it was, and like where there were sidewalks, it was winter. So like, people won't take care of the sidewalks in front of their house. So it was all, like all icy and snowy. So I would just like run in the middle of the road. Like,
now,
how are we alive?
I literally, when I wake up at 5 now to run before my children decide to kind of wake up, like I give myself a buffer.
Mm-hmm.
I circle my tiny little complex until the sun starts to come up. And then I'm like, okay, I can venture out with the headphone in.
Yeah.
Like, who am I? But at the same time, too, the world ain't safe, so you gotta do what you gotta do.
You know, the world wasn't safe, I don't think, 10, 15 probably years not. Ago either, but we were just really aloof to it.
We were dumb.
Yeah.
We were fucking lucky.
Yeah, no, like, I was, like, walking home from the bar in college by myself. Like, it was dumb, and God bless my mom for not putting me in, like, locking me away, because I would tell her, and she'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, relax, nothing's going
to
happen.
Like, I can't believe Phil allowed me to run at night by myself. I will say he would wait outside for me, but like, you're not helping me when I'm 3 miles away. Like, when I'm in Union Beach and you're in Mattawan, that's not doing shit for you or me. So,
oh
and
my
then
God.
I get the occasional check-in, like, where are you? And I'm like, here I am.
Here you are. Here anyway,
we're not here to talk about this.
No, but you guys all, if no matter what age you are, be diligent. Your safety matters. Okay.
It does.
And then we'll close that out. But
and I'll find the Instagram links now. I'm like intrigued.
you know, find it. But today we're here to talk about The Compound by Ailing. What?
Go Guarded.
Go Guarded.
And just in case anybody knows, it's female founded and female run. So
good. Just Let's support saying. women owned businesses.
Fuck yeah, bitches.
Hell yeah. Okay. The Compound, Ailing Raleigh. This is, I want to say, her first book. I think it's her debut novel. It follows Lily, who's like a 20-something year old, whatever. It's kind of Love Island meets some kind of like dystopian reality show.
A very loosely dystopian. Just
yeah, it's that. Not.
I also the outside say, world is dystopian, but we don't know anything about it.
But like, it is, but like, is it? Because she works at a mall, like makeup kiosk. Like there's financial advisors, consultants, architects. It seems very real world, but maybe like
I took
20 years in the future where like everybody becomes like more obsessed with like their online personas than they are now.
That and like the
and there's war. A war.
And they mentioned a few times that they don't know how much longer for life they have. Like, I'm assuming the life expectancy has dwindled, whether it's due to war or something is amiss that, like, your life expectancy is
Yeah. Long. I know that they do bring up, like, the environment.
Yes.
And global. I don't think they call it global warming, but they're basically, like, there's whatever. And there's a war, but, like, we don't know what's happening in the war. We don't know who's fighting in the war. We don't know how ravaged the earth is, but it seems like a very materialistic society, but it feels very like rooted in our world.
Yes.
So it's not, so it's like dystopian-esque, but it's like not completely dystopian. And the game show, okay, so it's a reality show.
Yes.
And basically, I think it's like 10 girls wake up in a house. So this show was like run consistently. So the second one season ends, the next day, new people are brought in immediately.
Yeah.
And they don't know how they get there, the girls. They're kind of just like wake up and they're in the compound.
You assume that they're probably drugged.
Yes. And what we learn, and they all wake up in like different areas. Like Lily is in the bedroom with one of the other girls. Then they find somebody else by the pool. Somebody else is like, they're kind of all spread out, and the house is a complete disaster. The last people who were there left it a mess. So there's like pizza boxes and like just it's dirty and gross. And they're waiting for the 10 boys to show up. So the boys or men, whatever, have to like trek through the desert to get to the compound. And then once they're there, that's like when it officially starts.
Yeah. So like you're kind of like in limbo phase until they arrive.
Yeah. And you have to, once they're there, everybody's kind of at that point, like, locked in, and one of the guys doesn't make it, so then it's, like, 10 girls, 9 guys, so whoever that night doesn't have somebody in the bed with them is automatically eliminated. They have to complete, like, team tasks to win prizes, but it's things like wood so that they can, like, fix a door, or food because eventually the food runs out, water when, like, the water gets shut off, like, things like that. So they're, like, constantly trying to fulfill these, like, team tasks. And it could be anything from, like, tell us who you lost your virginity to you have to, like, kiss every single person in the house.
Yeah.
Or you have to eliminate somebody in order to get these team prizes. And then there are individual prizes. But you can't talk about the individual tasks. So, like, it could be, like, start a conversation with this person or insult this person or take a shit outside.
Yeah.
Skinny
which,
dick.
Like, which, like, it does kind of, a, like, it gives a good premise in the sense that it gives all contestants, like, that false security, right? Like, is someone talking to me because they like me? Or is this a personal task that they can get something out of?
So, like, yes.
It does aid in the competition factor.
Yes. And, like, my issue with this, like, competition. Okay, so the individual tasks, they're winning things that are, like, for their personal use. But it's 90% of it is very materialistic things.
All materialistic, yeah.
And I think it depends on the person, like, what they would want is, like, what they're offered. Like, if I was offered new running shoes, I'd be like, do I need to go insult somebody for that? But, like, you would be like, hell yeah.
Exactly.
So Lily, it's again, it's like she gets like diamond earrings and a robe. And depending on how well you finish the task, depends on like the quality of the thing you're getting.
Yeah.
So it can also be like hair products or makeup products or nail polish or a new blow dryer or a gown or new bathing suits. But it's like, so like, I think the premise of this is just to show like the human condition on like how we're so materialistic at times and the things that you'll do to like have this thing that really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I just felt like so disconnected from caring.
And I'm with you. Like, I think the overarching theme is a good theme, right?
Yeah.
Like, we are in a world and a society where everything is online. You get these highlight reels with people, you know, these Insta, and this is a no shade to anybody because I'm easily influenced.
Oh, but like, same.
You know what I mean? Like, but we have all these influencers showing like these things. Like, if there wasn't social media, I'd probably have a lot of money in my bank account because I wouldn't be buying things. But I see girls that I like wearing things. I'm like, oh shit, no, I need that too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the first to raise my hand and be like, I'm a fucking victim and I do it to myself. And I have a really good tendency of just click buy now. Buy now, think about my bank account later.
Yeah.
Or future later. And that is 100% Lily. So I do think it really does highlight the fact that like, even like in the end, not to jump to the end, but like how she chooses to leave, like really kind of think about what you're valuing in life, right? Like, is this house and these clothes and these items everything you truly want? No. Because when she sat there by herself crying every fucking day, she realized once Sam called, she was like, I'm a fucking idiot. She even said like right before he left, like, if you just asked me one more time, like I would go. But I'm with you. I think if we got more from the characters, even if it was like, and like, I know we were texting about this, like towards like the last, cause you can't learn about 10 different girls and 10 different guys, right? We have like a fucking 1,000-page book here. But once it started to really kind of dwindle down to like the remaining five, I would definitely say like, you could like, I wanted to know more about Tom's background.
Like, yeah, I thought we were going to get more. I was like, Tom, he seems maybe misunderstood. Like maybe he's not as bad as like they're making him out to be. And then like, every character was just like, what you see is what you get.
Yeah, and nothing else.
And there was like no, there was, I understand so too, like him and Andrew kind of like, they were kind of going crazy in the house, Tom and Andrew.
Yes.
So I understood that they were like, that was like their journey, was that the house was like literally making them crazy. But like Lily too, like I'm like, as the main character, where was any character growth? Any development whatsoever.
Like, why don't her and her mom get along? Like, yeah, she dropped out of school, but for what reason? Like,
and I get she, like, wanted to prove a point. Like, that's the thing, too. Like, she was like, her whole self-worth is her, like, outward appearance. And she put so much, like, of herself into that because she's dropped out of school and she's not very smart. You know, like, she's not good at math. There's, like, that whole thing that goes on. But I thought like that we would see like some like growth in her that she's like, oh, like, even though I'm like maybe not the smartest person in the room, I have all this to give. And like, I thought that she would kind of come into herself by the end. Cause like, I didn't really understand what was motivating her like to want to win because there's not a cash prize at the end. It's kind of like, if you win, you can basically ask for anything you want.
Keep talking.
Within reason, but you can't, like, she asked for a car. They were like, no. So you can only really leave the compound. You can stay there as long as you want if you win. But you can only take what you can, like, carry with you out. So she asks for a sled, and she packs her stuff and some of, like, Tom's things and Andrew's things, I think, at the end, and just kind of pulls them out into the desert. And she's met by a producer out there. But like, I was like, okay, so there's not like, and they said like their sponsorship deals after the fact, and like the winner normally is kind of like an influencer and like kind of set up. But I was like, I don't understand what the motivation to win was when like you're just walking out with like a flat iron and like makeup and bathing suits.
Yeah,
like,
and like even in the end, she was just asking for all that shit to put in the wheel. Like, I'm with you. Like, a part of me can like somewhat understand why she wanted to stay.
Yeah.
Because like I don't say a better life, but like you can ask for everything you want. You have a good, nice house, like good things. But like I kind of wish, and she is described kind of as dumb, right? Like
self-described but, too. Yeah.
Yes, 100%. But kind of even like to Candace's point, how she kind of pitches to Lily, why don't the four of us just stay? Like, I just like don't understand, even like with just Jessenia, is that her name? Like, why yeah. didn't she have the forethought to maybe start thinking like, why would you want to be alone by yourself in the middle of the fucking desert? Like, that to me does not sound appealing. Like, I understand like the house aspect, like, and everything else, but I'd be like, who can I share this with? And like, Sam didn't want any part of it in the end. But you know what I mean? Like, I wish like they started to kind of like, but again, we're not, they remind me of like Disney, right? Like you see the beautiful houses and the facades, but there is absolutely nothing behind it. These are the characters here.
Yeah.
Like there is nothing behind these characters. Like it just like it bothered me that like, aside from Candace, like she never had the thought to be like, maybe try to like rile up the girls and get to see who wants to stay or talk to Sam and be like, hey, this is why I, Tom ran out of gas, so he's calling me. this is why I want to stay here. Like, this is my life behind scenes. Because at a certain point, you are allowed to talk about your personal life.
So yeah.
Like, waiting for her to, like, explain more that, yeah, okay, I'm materialistic, but, like, I also just don't want to go home. Like, I don't have a relationship with my mother. She does not like me. I'm kind of working a job that I like and enjoy, but, like, I'm not being fulfilled. Like, but there was never a fucking conversation.
No, and like, yeah, and when they get down to the last five where they can start having those conversations, she tries to bring things up to Sam and he's like, I would rather wait until we're out of here because like, this is like not the real world. And if I'm going to have real conversations with you, then I want them to be outside of this like fake environment. But I was like, this is like our opportunity to really get to know who Sam is, who Lily is. Like, why should I care about them? Like when he's leaving and like they're kind of like saying like I love you or whatever to each other or she's like in her head being like, oh, I love you to Sam. I just like don't understand where that like love is coming from. I'm like, you don't know anything about each other. One, you have had only surface level conversations. Like, yes, they are obviously sleeping together and doing things and there's like a very instant attraction and but it's all like very surface level. And I don't think that I could buy into it that at the end he was like still kind of like waiting for her. So I don't know. Like I just, the stakes were like not high enough. And again, too, like, again, maybe we're missing the point of it, but like all the things that they had to do didn't seem that crazy. It was like kissing, like everyone kissed. Like that's the thing on Love Island. Like I'm like, okay, fine. Like, talk about, you know, who do you rank who you think is like the most attractive in the house. Like, I'm like, okay, just do it and then get some steak. Like, who fucking cares? Like, it's so, and I think that's the point, right? Like, but I don't like the fact that it's like, oh, if you're materialistic, then like, it was almost like being materialistic is bad, which like, it's okay to be materialistic. Like, as long as you're a good person, you know what I mean?
Self-expressive, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't want to say, yeah, like, I feel like it was almost like a put down per se. Like, you can't like nice things. Otherwise, like, what's the meaning of
life? Or like, you're vapid and like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I will say there's a point, right? Like, I love running clothes. Do I want to buy running clothes a lot? Yes. But like, there's a certain point in time where I do realize and can recognize, like, I don't need 17 million pairs of Lululemon shorts. I don't think these people felt the same way either. I just feel like it was almost like a knock to anyone who likes anything that they like. And that's not fair. But like, I just wish there was more.
That's why I wanted more character development to be like, oh yeah, like Lily is really materialistic and she is like really, like, I guess like maybe like a little egotistical and like the way like her appearance and everything. But I was like, but like what made her this way? Like, what's her dad is in the war, like what are things like outside, or who is she more to her core? Because she's not just this girl who like likes makeup and nice things, but
no,
that's all that we're really getting.
Yeah,
like in that conversation.
And again, like, maybe if there was some backstory of like she grew up very poor so she wants nice things, okay, like that makes complete sense to me, you know what I mean? Like, her dad's in the war, so she, and like maybe her home life is fucking shit and she lives in an awful area. Maybe air quality there sucks. Like, So to her, being at this compound is like truly a breath of fresh air. Like, but we don't understand any of that. So you just get this girl who somehow coasted through the entire
competition. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, she, like, the boys like her, but, like, why?
Why? Like, she brings nothing.
Sam is, like, this very, like, well-educated. And again, there's nothing wrong with being, like, not educated and educated. But he's this, like, very, like, well-educated, articulate, like, successful person. I don't really, I know that he was, like, feeling depressed and stuff. Like, I don't really get why he's there. I don't really get why he was into Lily. Because, like, he's having really deep conversations with Becca. And, like, she was really young. So whatever. But, like, I'm, like, I didn't understand the connection between them that, like, I was, like, oh, okay, I get this.
Yeah. I just, like, I really don't under.
The whole book felt just, like, surface level.
Yes. And it got to the point towards the end, especially when you're dwindling down to 5. I thought, if anything, it was going to ramp up.
Yeah.
And be, like, a little bit more cutthroat, like, kind of. I don't know. I thought it was, again, like, getting more information, really kind of digging down into these characters. And at one point, I was like, I listened to the audio, which was done very well. But I was like, I almost want to skip.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we're back. We had to stop for a sec. We're just going to pick up where we left off, which I don't even remember where we left off. But I do want to talk about two things definitely specifically. One is... when they didn't have any food and, like, they wouldn't banish anybody.
Oh, my God, I know.
And they captured and killed the ducks.
Oh, my God, I know. I was like, so we're now just going to go into the wild and kill, like, animals? Okay.
Which, I get it. When you're starving, you'll kind of do whatever. But that's, like, the first time that Lily is like, oh, my God, like, I want to have sex with Sam.
Yeah.
Because she sees him, like, kill these ducks. This is why I mean, like, I needed more information because it's like this is like not normal.
No.
And it was like so graphic.
I was actually kind of shocked at how graphic it was. But I'm with you. So, like, what are their, like, again, if we could speak to their backgrounds a bit more, I think that would be useful. And again, like, okay, so now we know that people can hunt. Like,
and then it's not, like, out of the norm for them. Like, Lily kills one of the ducks, too. Like,
yes, like, do people know how to do this? Like, is this, like, livelihood for them? Yeah, so, like, again, right. And again, kind of, like, future state, too. Like, I know they bring up hunger. So, like, even in the beginning, like, so, I don't know. I'm just, like, kind of lost. Like,
this
action happened. So, like, why couldn't they continue with this if they needed to? Just for, like, reserve purposes also.
Yeah. And, like, I get to an extent, like, I know, like, I don't need an author to feed me every single detail for me to understand a story. But I do need details in order to understand a story. So, like, even how Tom is attacked by, like, a wild dog, like, they don't really say, like, I'm like, where are we?
Yeah.
That's the thing, too. Like, I couldn't tell if this was, like, an international competition, if this was, like, supposed to be set in the U.S. I kind of got the vibe that it was supposed to be set in the U.K. But the desert was... I was like, okay, so where are we? Are we... Like, I know, like, Love Island, like, even, like, they go to Bali or they go to Fiji or they go to, like, these, like, Spanish... So I understand. But, like, where are they?
But where are they?
What kind of wild animals are in this area? There's, like, snakes and... coyotes and ducks, and I'm like, okay, so this is very North American sounding,
yes,
but the characters are giving United Kingdom,
UK. It's they're 100%.
So I'm just like, okay, so, like, where is everybody from?
Also, like, something that I thought was quite interesting and that wasn't explained, also, just to, like, piggyback off everything, too, is, like, the incident where there's also wild dogs,
yeah.
So, okay, so now we have wild dogs, and then there is an incident where, quote-unquote, something gets into the house.
I think it was just Tom.
I think it was Tom, too. But again, like, you're kind of alluded in the later chapters. You kind of know something's amiss here. And, like, they had to clean up, like, pee on the floor. So now you know, like, that Tom probably urinated and was getting a big kick out of Becca and Lily cleaning it. But again, I'm with you. You do not need to explain every single solitary detail in a book for me to understand. You can allude to things and, like, you pretty much can pick up what you're trying to say. But there's nothing. Like, why did Tom have the breakdown? Why did Tom freak out? Was it because there was no door? Like, why did the attack on him in the wilderness? I'm not saying that it wouldn't leave an impression, but like, it really fucked his mind, like, to be attacked in the wilderness while he was trying to make his way to the compound. So like, what happened also in his past that like maybe he was attacked as a child and like now there's like this like fear inside of him. Nothing is explained.
No.
Why does Lily can't add simple numbers, but she knows how to fucking skin a goddamn duck and fucking cook it? Like, what?
Ryan, we didn't even talk about Ryan. Lily and Ryan, immediately pair up. She's really hesitant to be, like, physical with him in the house. She doesn't want, like, that to be something that is, like, broadcast, which I completely understand. So he obviously sleeps with, like, some other people, which I think is, like, a thing that happens all the time. And she, I feel like her reaction, and I understood it because, like, you don't want to feel like you're being made to look like an idiot. Yes. But she has this, like, very visceral reaction where she is like, if you fucking touch me, I will kill you. And it was so out of character. Yes. And then we never see that side of her again.
Yeah. The only time, like, I would say she gets.
Yeah, baby.
She gets, like, weird again is, like, in the end when she's kind of just like, I'll do whatever to win. But again, there's nothing like, obviously she leaves Tom outside and baits him with her blood.
Yeah.
For animals to come to do whatever. But again, like, she's not evil because she obviously lets him back in. So, you know, I don't know. Like, it's just, things just didn't align at a certain point. And I was kind of confused. And then also, like, Tom trying to basically, like, and I think with the producers too, like, I understand that there's no violence allowed at the beginning, they stop it.
Mm-hmm.
But to allow, and again, I don't know if because like the maze isn't really under surveillance as much, but two times Tom almost killed somebody.
Yeah.
And no one intervenes. And I find that very odd.
Yeah, the whole like producers, like they're watching and like they keep saying, like, they won't let us starve, they won't let us die, like they won't let these bad things happen to us. They'll basically bring it all the way to the brink. And then whatever. Because like that was also what I was confused about too. So yeah. Andrew gets really sick. And they end up like taking him out in the night. And he's allowed to come back. And he comes back. And like he's just like not the same. He's like manic when he comes back. So I'm like, what happened to him? Like, he was definitely on the verge of a breakdown before he left, but you would think the few days that he was out of the house and getting treated, it would kind of be, like, a reset for him. But he came back, like, even crazier. And I do get, like, you're kind of, like, secluded and sequestered away for X amount of time. And, like, that definitely would play a huge role in your psyche. Because we don't really know how long they've been there either. Like, there's no clocks, there's no calendars. So everything, they kind of like lose track of time. I think Tom was keeping track and Becca was keeping track.
Yeah.
And I forget what they say, but I think they're there. I think Lily is there for like 3 or 4 months. Because it's like it's starting to get cold. So we know it's getting like into the fall. But we don't really know how long specific, like, definitely that they're there because she's not keeping track.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, were they there for 3? And again, yeah, you're, like, disconnected from the outside world. But if you're in a house with 20 people and then, like, 15 and then 10 and then 5, I don't think you would go crazy. Yeah, I don't think anything that they were forced to do was that crazy.
No, it wasn't at all. Like, even like holding your breath underwater for 1 minute, like that wasn't even sure. It's a little more dangerous because you have someone like putting pressure. So I can understand like the fear and like the reaction that they have. But like, it's just, it doesn't seem all that bad. But then again, like, okay, so you're not dishing out crazy severe tasks, but then you'll let Tom get as far as like choking someone to the point where like it didn't look too good for a second. And then even Lily luring him out, like they saw her running. You could see her coming back in bloody. They know, you can kind of put two and two together. He gets attacked. no one intervenes then either. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like,
the way I thought that the longer they were there, the crazier the things would have to be. Like, I thought that they would have to, like, physically hurt each other, or that some of the tasks would be, like, sexual in nature, like, really towing the line of, like, this is fucked up. Not, like, you have to eliminate somebody for food and then being like, we don't want to.
Yeah. Even, like, the water. And then the
producer starving them to, like, punish them. Yeah. But, like, just send somebody home.
Just send somebody home.
Like, I just felt like the stakes were, like, too high and, like, it wasn't, like, matching up. They're like, oh, my God, like, we need this thing. And I'm like,
hot tub incident where, she, like, when Lily gets, like, in her way, like, yeah, no, we really need the hot tub. Like, what?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, okay, we have no water. Do this task. I mean, I get why. I don't know. There was like so many things that just didn't add up to me after a while. That,
it's like run. It's like run 100 meters. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. There were things that I was like, why wouldn't you just all day like be like, oh, like let's do this task.
Yeah.
Because they like weren't crazy. They weren't bad. Like. I'll do 15 tasks a day.
Like I get
something to do.
I get wanting to like not have Tom win. I can understand that, but, like, I think the extremes, even Becca, like, hiding in the maze, like, overnight freezing, at that point, I've been, like, I would have stayed at the house and looked at, like, if she didn't want to include Andrew, because she thought that Andrew would then include Tom, like, I don't know, like, there's just, like, a problem is, like, I guess maybe I wouldn't know what if I would do in that situation. I also wouldn't put myself in that situation, so there's that, but then why didn't you communicate with Lily to be like, hey, let's form a plan.
Yeah.
Let's stock up in the middle of the night on some food or whatever the case may be. And you and I are going to go escape to Maze and we're going to stay here and we're going to suss out these guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, they were like, what? Like.
I think like the concept was really cool. Yeah. The execution was just like not there for me.
Same.
And I think it's a Good Morning America book club pick. So it's like, which is crazy for a debut novel, I think in general, but also just like, that's like a very bigger deal to have. Like that's, you know, whatever.
I think her writing's there. I think she's like, it was very, for something very surface. I think it was very like atmospheric. You could see everything. It was very picturesque in the mind. I think things flowed very nicely. I'm curious to see what else she does. I kind of hope she stays outside the box of like just your typical romance. Not like I like these kind of authors that come out. Like I love these like different stories. I just feel like there should have been more.
I think that she didn't focus enough on the tasks or the romance or the friendship. Like I feel like she just like kept, she focused like too little on too many things instead of like making maybe like doing the tasks and the romance like the main focal point and like letting everything else fade. Instead she just like did like a little bit with too many topics that like everything was very surface level.
And, like, I'm not a big reality show watcher, but
I love reality TV,
but again, like, there's always bickering between the girls, typical. Like, you have friendships, but then on the flip side, you have, like, these cat-girl fights, right? Like, same thing with the guys. Like, there's some kind of... And, like, she does allude to, like, past instances where there are fights that break out. Like, I just think it could have been more reality TV-esque.
Yeah.
With higher stakes for the
for the tasks.
And I will say, too, on the reality shows, you do learn a bit more about the characters.
Because you want to care about them. You want to connect with them.
Yes, like, if you have people... And again, some of these rewards that they're getting are big ticket items that they're explained as, which we don't really get glimpses of down the road. But, like, I don't know. Like, if I was a brand giving someone, like, a $500-plus item, I'd want to make sure that, like, I either connect with this person or I'm like, hey, this person could be good for our business. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah. And like, yeah, like you said, sometimes we're told, we're like, oh, it's been like 2 weeks since this thing happened. I'm like, okay, so what have you been doing? Like, have you guys been doing like, I just feel like it should have been almost like, so like Love Island is 30 days and like there's something kind of happening. I think it should have maybe been more structured, because I was like, okay, like, if I haven't seen, if it's been a few days, like, you know, the chapter ends and then it's like, oh, like a few days later or like blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, so what was happening?
Yeah.
In between. Like, if you're, it's not like a romance novel or something else where it's like, I don't care, like, skip ahead 2 weeks because like the mundane, like, everyday life is happening in between. I'm like, this is supposed to be like a reality show. These people are like kind of in a competition. I'm like, so what is happening that we're not seeing? Or then it's like, oh yeah, the boys were blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I want to see them fight. Like, I want to see like the bickering. Yes. Like, I don't want to be told about it, that it happened a few days ago. I want to know what's going on. Yeah. So I think like the idea was there. I think the execution fell short for me.
Yes.
I mean, like, I wouldn't be opposed to reading what she writes next. I think like she has really unique ideas. I just want to see the execution be better. What's he doing?
Being a stupid idiot.
Typical.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. I think whatever she does put out next, I'm going to give it a go. I'm hoping she just builds. I think it's cool that she hit a GMA pick in the beginning. That's pretty awesome, in my opinion. Again, I think the concept is unique. It's not unique, but like, in the book world, I haven't heard of anything similar, so I think it's pretty cool to step outside the box and do this. I'm excited to see what else she brings. I'm with you. Like, I think this had potential. It just kind of lacked in some areas.
Yeah, like, I gave it 3 stars. I think that there were points when I was, like, enjoying it and then points when I was, like, very bored. And then at the end, I just felt very underwhelmed. But anyway, I don't have anything else to add about this one.
Same.
So next week we'll be doing a typical Spilling the Tea episode, the 20th, Arcana Academy by Elise Kova. And we're rounding out the month with another Spilling ZT. We have the Devney event this Friday at the Ripped Bodice that I'm looking forward to. So we'll recap that next week. I'm trying to think of anything else, but I don't think so. I've been like kind of like off. I would almost say I've been off the internet. That's a fucking lie. I've been off of the like bookish side of the internet. So if I missed anything, let us know and we'll recap it next week. But otherwise, I'm in between books right now and I don't know what to read next. That's where I'm at.
I kind of feel, so I will say after I finished this book, I feel like I was hung over, but not because it was a book high, but because I feel like it kind of like drained me to finish.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit on the, I don't want to say depressing, but just kind of like a blasé. It's
kind of
it's a depressing blasé side. But you download the new Jennifer Lynn Barnes book, and she writes Inheritance Games. If you haven't read it, you should. But this is, I'm really enjoying this. I feel like it's giving me my pep back, if you will.
Okay.
Because then I will probably do Arcana Academy just to kind of like listen to it and get it through. Because I hate like leaving it to like the last second. I'm like, do I have time to finish this? But I feel that very immensely, because after I finished this book, I was like, I don't know what to do with myself now.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into details. We'll talk about them next week. I just finished today on audio the Amalfi Curse.
Ooh.
By Sarah Penner. And yesterday I finished Shield of Sparrows by Devney Perry. I was like, I need to read it before the event. I don't know what I want to read next. I don't know if I want to stick with like a fantasy like ish book or just go back to... I do want to read Tomorrow, but I don't think I'm in the mood for like that. Like, it's like lit. I think I need fantasy and or romance. So I don't know. Just stay tuned next week and I'll tell you everything.
We will unload.
Anyway, Katie Jean, give my little yum a big hug and a kiss for me. And you can send us out.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub. If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See you, suckers.